Yes, okay, so that's why I said his extra layer Tazav. You say that by Matnas Aminim, in such a case where the Bible himself was Matin, Zaycha back the next day, to fill out the Chiyot Tzibra with Matnas Aminim. That is more says that he shakwa, the Diri, to have a bag full of money, golden coins, to Yosla Vemit Russia. Some somebody who gave stock, he gave it to the Beis Medrash, he gave money to give out to the Aminim in the Beis Medrash. So Kodim Rav Ami the Zaycha, but Rav Ami got up first, and he took the money for himself, he was Zaycha with the money. So more is the question, how could Rav Ami do something like this? I will see the prophet says, then that's on. Actually, there's a mitzvah nesina by Matnes, by Stockholm. For when she eats on the afternoon, he can't take yourself. So how would he let her take himself? Because he's grabbing it from himself. Because he has to wait till they give it to you. And that you take it yourself? So more answer to Trotsim. First of all, Rav Ami nami lanim zochabed. Rav Ami didn't take it from himself. True, he was at the Rosh Hashiva. But he took care to make sure, give it out to the right Ami and to the right Talmidim. So he took it to be Zerchah to give it out to the right Aniyim, so he's still being a kind of mitzvah of a Nofan. The Bible says, what it else could be is, Odom Choshev Shani. No, Rav Ami Taka took it for himself. But since he was at the Rosh Yeshiva, he's Odom Choshev, he has a right to take the money for himself. The time you learn like this, the prophet says, the Hakoyin Hagodom Yechov, the coin that's greater, bigger from his brothers. So we Dashin Shehagodom Yechov, he should be greater than his brothers, the coin Godom. The noy, he should look nice. The chokhmah, he should be smarter than them. Uli Asher, he should be rich. He should have more wealth than the other brothers. Acher mer oynim others darshan of this. Minayin, how do we know? Shemaylai, let's say the kain gadol, or goes in any gadol, any rashiva like. If he doesn't have his own money, shachiv hakanim megadlan oytzei, that the other kain have a chiyah to give him money to make him be rich. Talmudim, the prophet says, v'akayin hagadol meyechov. Means God let you mishalokiv. Means the other brothers have to give him the money, have to make him the Kohen Gadol after the Be'esher. So here that Rav Ami, he was the Rosh Hashiva, he had a right to take the money for himself. It's good that the other ones had a chiyah to megadol him, to make him rich, therefore he had a right to schus, to keep the money for himself. Now the Mishnah says, Eizehu Azraya. What's called the Azraya? What's called the shoulder? That's a mitzvah to give to the Kohen the Matnas Kuna, min ha-perek shalakuva. From the, that's like the top joint. Rashi says that's the akuva and the kerosim arosh. When you sell the head, this goes along with the head. So the top joint, like the top bone of the shoulders. At kaf shel yad, all the way down to the hand part. Rashi says, etzem rochev shel kesef. It's about the two bones. It's the top bone and the middle bone. That's all part of the shoulders. And v'hu shel nozir. This is the same thing by nozir. Rashi says, v'chein zroya. Bashelu, also the shoulders you have to cook up by the nazir, it's also these top two bones. Ukineged Burego Bashuk. So this is called the yad, this is the front, behind the front legs. On the back legs, that's called the regal, that's where the shoik is. The shoik is also on the regal, that's the matzkuna that you give by the shlomin. You give the kohen the shoik and the chazor. Rav Yudah says no. Shoik, you know where the shoik is from the hind legs? It's only the top bone he holds. It's only the top part, the top bone. Rashi says, "Hainu perik shebein akuyis v'yetzim emtzoi." That's all part of the sheik. Now, v'yoy me sheik min aperik ashalakuv atzayvich sheregel. Now, eizel lechi, what's called the lechi that you have to give to the kohen? Min aperik shalechi, from the joint of the cheek. At Pika Shagadaros goes all the way down to the top of the windpipe. All that goes to the Kayin. And Echnami with the tongue also. That's the most terrible word like this. When the Pasuk says, Hazroya, Ze Zroya Yemin, means the right shoulder. That's what you have to give to the Kayin. Taim is telling me, Ze Zroya Yemin, it means the right shoulder. Or Yenuel Zroya, so maybe it means the left shoulder. Talmudim, it says, Hazroya. Hazroya is a special Zroya. Someone says, my Talmud, how do we know this? How's the Lima to say means the right one? Kediyama Rover, Rover says, Ha Yerech, Ham Yumis Shavirach means a special Yerech, the right one. His Ochinami Yazrei means Ham Yumis Shavazrei, the special one, the right one. Now, Sov Al Chiyayim Lamayasa, why is the Pazgotel say a strong Russian of Al Chiyayim? The cheeks, why is the Gosar say a strong Russian of Alechi? What's special about the cheeks? Samara says, Lohovi Semesh Shavrosh Yesh even means the wool on the hair of the kvosim of the sheep. The sar shebzakim to yoshim, the hair
on the beard of the tayish, of the goat, that you have to give to the kohen also. So that's called the halachayim. You have to have these things also. We had before, halad of the skin also goes to the kohen. The hakeva, what's the lashon of the hakeva in the stomach of the mayas also come for? Also, lohovi, chelev, shagadia, chekeva, that the fat that's on top of the keva, that part of the stomach also is part of the matnas kuna. And the chelev shabateva keva, and the cholov that's inside the keva also. The krum, or the korish, the jowled one inside the keva, also goes to the kohen. The Amr of Yeshua, kahanim nogu bo yayin yofa. The kahanim acted nice about the keva, that the nasnu lebailim, and they gave it back to the balm, so they can keep it. Rashi lezitum in abailim, almidi reislosh kahanim oft, and afgulei, mihe yisayro via keva. That really, the chalev on top and the cholev inside goes to the kahanim. So they were made by and yof and gave it back to the Bailam. So time with the Nogu, or the Nogu did that, you belong to the Kohen. Doshay Chamur, so you people is a Darshin, Rashi Mikroi, Sastum, it's a say like this. The Yusuf Darshin says, how do we know to say that he means the right shoulder? Hayom is Hazroya, no more we give this Roya to the Kohen for, that Kineged Hayat, it says the Yad by Pinchas. The Chenoim, it says, the Yikach Romach Biyodoi, that Pinchas took like the Romach in his right hand, Mr. Amo, that's why the claim was Zeicha with his Roya. So that means the right shoulder. Now, L'chayayim, how come the Kohanim got L'chayayim as Kineged Tfila? Kineged the Koyach of Tfila, of Davening. The Chayinuayim, the Pasuk says, Vayamre Pinchas Vayefalo, that Pinchas is Mispal also. Keva, Kimashmo, like the Mashmo, that's exactly where Pinchas hit him. So therefore he was zercha to get the matnas kuna, came back to stomach and came back to the kohanim. And the chayin wem, the pasuk says, Ves isha el kovosa, for toni maislam yocha, that one's not from this way. Again, how do we know it means the shaykh means the right one? Yocha, the droya means the right one. Here it says, Yer shaykh yamin, eli el shaykh yamin, only the shaykh goes on the right side. He's the royim, and how do we know zroya mugdoshim inayin also, the mitzvah zroya, matnas kuna also the right one, tamal loyno, Truma, Zeruah Chulim Inayim, Tamalem Etitnu. She says, Roya Mugdosh means that Shalai El Nozir. How do we know those are the right one? The El Nozir after Bezroya Bashaylo, Tamalem Etitnu, Truma Lakayim. Now the Mishnah says, Ezeo Lechi Min Aperek Shalecha Vyatika Shavagers. I, Vatani, we learned, Noit Lo Uveis Hashchiti Mo, that you take the lechi with the Beis HaShchit also, masmus more than just on the windpipe. Go to the Beis HaShchit also. Rashi hainu toifes boine katzaber balatsun yoysem in a piki, go down more than just the windpipe. Smoitel lakash, horabona bonab chnino, ben antignus, the tanya lama this, mugremis psulo. Mugremis if you shecht above the mokamai lageris is psulo. Hedra bichnino ben antignus, al mugremis shikshev, you'll know it's kosher. It seems to Machlekes till how long down is the Mokam HaShchita. Where exactly is called the Beis HaShchita? So Rashi says that Bryce said the Korle Beis HaShchita Rebchanini the Mach HaShchita Lamaivim Beis HaBliya. So therefore it's good. That's the Mokam on top of the windpipe. That's the same Mokam of Beis HaShchita. So they're both saying the same thing. Ibo Yisem Hobo Rabbonin Oma Ima means Ima the Beheno. The Rashi says the price of the coin to Rabbanan could be. If so, what does it mean by Imo that he gives the Beis HaShchit also the Tani? Lave Malechi, not that this goes to the coin part of the Lechi. El Im HaBehemo, Hoyenisha Beis HaShchit, that this would remain with the Behemo, that's what the Bible keeps. Ve HaLechi Nitel Im HaPika, it's only the Lechi, the part of the cheeks that he gives to the coin, the Matnas Kuna, that goes out of Pika to the top of the windpipe. But that's the Mishnah means the Beis HaShchit, that's the Mokan that stays by the soil, with the Bema. How do you know where Chavoyev Lechayim are? We'll stop here.